St. Elizabeth Nancy Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. The Knights of Columbus will be having a car wash between 9 and noon on October 30th in the church parking lot. The CCW will offer coffee and a donut for $2. This weekend is World Mission Sunday. We ask for your prayers and financial support. Envelopes are in the pew racks for your convenience. There will be a second collection for this cause. The Men's Club meeting has been rescheduled for Thursday, October 28th at 9:30 a.m. in the parish office. The Memorial Mass for Trish Schultz will be held on Tuesday, October 26th at 10:30 a.m. Today's Mass is being said for Matilda Stone. Our celebrant is Father Sojan.
Please stand. Our entrance hymn, Lift Up Your Hearts, number 562.
We praise you, we praise you. Almighty, ever living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exalt at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm response, the Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
Brothers and sisters, Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming a high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have the continuation of last Sunday's gospel. Does anybody remember what was last Sunday's gospel? Don't worry, okay? I'm very lucky. So, last Sunday we heard in the gospel, you know, like James and John came up to Jesus and said, Jesus, in your glory, can we sit one at your right hand and another at your left? Remember that? And Jesus said, you know, like, it is not for me to decide all that. And he asked them, can you drink the cup that I am drinking and the baptism, you know, with which I am baptized? And they said, we can. And, you know, Jesus said, it is, you know, up to the Father. You know, all those beautiful things we hear and we reflected on the gospel fathers. And there's a difference we can see, you know, there's a difference. Last Sunday, these two apostles, they were able to see. They had their physical sight, right? They were able to see, they were with Jesus, they walked with him, and you know, they saw the miracle that he performed and all that, and then they were, you know, they had seen everything. But in the gospel we heard last Sunday, but they were not able to understand things. They were not able to grasp. They were only concerned about, you know, what is around them, and you know, like when Jesus became the king, they want to be in his glory and all that, and they were all concerned about things here. You know, like, there are things beyond what we live, you know, beyond all this, you know. And that is where we, that is where we came from, and that is where we are all going, right? And so that is what, sometimes we are not able to grasp, we are not able to understand, you know, things like that. You know, sometimes we really need to see, you know, open the eyes of faith, and then we can see clearly what it is. Now, for that, we need the eyes of faith. We need to see things through the eyes of faith. And in today's gospel, we see this blind man. He was blind, but, you know, he could not see anything. But, you know, after, you know, what, when Jesus called him, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Master, I want to see. You know, and seeing has got a lot of meaning, right? You know, just seeing what is around, what is in and around us, you know, or can we just see, you know, something beyond all that? Can we see, you know, through the eyes of faith clearly, you know, what it is, what our faith is, what God is, what Jesus is, how is our connection with God is? All that we really need to see through the eyes of faith. You know, like we can see with our physical eyes certain things, and there's a limit for all that. And that is what James and John, that's what they saw. And, you know, blind man, when he after, you know, Jesus cured him, you know, he said he followed him. You know, he did not, he followed Jesus. And, you know, sometimes this is what happens in our life. We have our physical eyes. We see things with our physical eyes, you know, what is in and around us, and you know, and very often we take it for granted things in our life, right? You know, like our sight, what we can see, you know, here on earth, and what we can experience is like marvelous, and we can always see that, you know, through that we can experience God, you know, the presence of God in our life. And I know, you know, like there's a beautiful story about, you know, Helen Keller. And I'm sure you have heard so many stories about Helen Keller. Beautiful, beautiful. And I myself have told you many stories here about Helen Keller. And the other day, I came across this beautiful small little story about her. You know, one day, one of her friends went to the woods for a long walk. And she had a very nice long back walk. And when she came back, Helen Keller asked her, how was your walk? What did you see? And she said, nothing in particular. And Helen Keller said to herself, you know, I am a blind person. I cannot see much and I cannot hear much. But when I go for a walk, I put my hands on the big pine tree and I can feel the trunk of the tree. And you know, like, and I just touch on the small little trees and I can feel the tenderness of that tree. And sometimes I take a nice leaf in my hands and I can feel the softness of that leaf in my hand. And you know, like how that leaf is designed, the design, small little design, how it is in a shape. And I feel that. And then when I feel that, when I experience that, then I touch that. And sometimes every once in a while I can hear a little bit, and I can hear the fountain, you know, the water, things like that, and the chirping of the birds and all that, little bit I can hear. But in all that, you know, I can see, you know, there is something beyond. You know, I can always see the presence of God in and around me, you know, like everywhere. And that is what it's all about, my dear friends, you know, that we are not able to, you know, we take it for granted many things, you know, like we are not able to see things. We take it for granted, you know, like our eyesight, you know, like our health. Today morning, you know, like yesterday, how many people went last night, they were not able to get up today? No, there are so many people dying today. I mean, we are able to get up, we are able to walk, we were able to drive, and we are able to speak, we came to here into the church, and we are able to worship God. These are all, you know, kind of God's grace, God's gift to us. And we need to be grateful for that gift of God all the time. You know, like we cannot be ungrateful to God. The most beautiful gift that we can give back to God is, you know, our gratefulness. You know, a grateful heart, always thank God and praise God. And therefore, let us always remember that, you know, we really need to see things through the eyes of faith. Not like the man, you know, like the blind man in today's gospel. What he wanted to do is see. He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Jesus said, and he said, "I want to see." You know, not only the physical sight he received, he also received the spiritual sight, you know, like from Jesus. And for today, as we reflect on this gospel passage, let us look into our own life and see. And let us not take it for granted, you know, things that God has given us, you know, our family, our friends, our children, you know, husband, wife, you know, like, you know, all those are gifts to us, you know, like, all those help us to turn back to God. Look at God and thank Him and praise Him every day. There are so many things, our friends, wonderful friends that we have. These are all gifts from God, you know. And therefore, let us be grateful to God and always try to see, not just through the physical eye, take to a grander things. Let us always be grateful for every little thing that God has given us. And always try to see beyond, you know, like, I mean, when you come here, you know, like Sunday, you know, like, this is the most beautiful way of thanking God. You know, like Thanksgiving. Eucharist means Thanksgiving, right? That is what it is. And we come together, you know, every Sunday, praise God, thank God for all that He has been to us, the way He guides us, the way He leads us every moment in our life. That is why we come together as a family. This is a family. We come together as a family, God's family. No, and then we thank God for all that He has been to us. Therefore, let us not take it for granted things in our life. You know, whatever we have is a gift from God. And always try to open the eyes of faith and try to see things beyond. There is something beyond of all these. And we're all looking forward to that. We're all, you know, walking towards that. In our journey towards that God, that should be our ultimate goal. That is where we are all going one day. And therefore today, ask God's grace, and I am sure the good Lord will give us the grace to open always, you know, the eyes of faith and see things, you know, clearly, you know, beyond all these. And also, let us not take for granted what God has given to us. Let us always be grateful to God what God has given us in our life. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth, all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
born of the Father before all ages, God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten.
thy confess and my message for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world. Amen. Like the blind man, let us cry out in our needs for the Lord to hear and take pity on us.
That all clergy may be strengthened and edified by the prayers of the church throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may protect people and communities in exile due to war, poverty, or oppression. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Jesus' healing may touch those who are blind or visually impaired. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit may form this house of worship into a welcoming and supportive community for all who seek God's way. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may be filled with joy in the sight of God's heavenly glory, especially Loretta Mahler and Julie Court, niece of Judy Schweiderman. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in missionary charity, that our spiritual and financial sacrifices may help the message and love of our Lord be made known to the ends of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. For those who have asked our prayers. For those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes. For those who are homebound from our parish. God, our Father, you have done great things for us. Deliver us from our need. And by granting us what we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing number 433, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the laws of the Church.
Look, we pray, O Lord, for the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty in our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with the angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, and with all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Make holy, therefore, this gift we pray by sending down your spirit upon them that they give for, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy, from abroad, our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them in the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have reached you throughout the ages, we may learn to be courageous, eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Take our way.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Thank you.
strength, perfectness, or life within them, that what we now celebrate in science, we may one day possess in truth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth the Mass.
Thanks
be
to God.
As we're sent forth, let's sing together, Lead Me, Guide Me, number 390.